One of Seattle's earliest immigration detention centers was in the Chinatown International District. It was built to enforce the Chinese Exclusion Act that was signed into law 135 years ago this week. That law was eventually repealed, but it became the foundation for immigration policies that still resonate today. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna went to the International District to tour the old Immigration and Naturalization Service building. She has this report.
The INS building on Dearborn and Airport Way was built in 1932. It was a one-stop facility for all things immigration, citizenship ceremonies, immigration proceedings, and detention.
My name is Rahul Gupta. I'm the Education and Tour Director at the Wing Luke Museum.
Gupta shows me around the building, converted into a workspace for artists, but there are plenty of remnants from its past. In the basement, there's a yellow line leading from the back entrance to the office where immigrants would be processed for detention.
And they had to walk 1 foot on either side of the yellow line.
At the end of the line, there's a wall with two painted hands marking where they're supposed to place their own.
They'd be patted down, and they went in there for processing.
And the wait began. Over the decades, immigrants detained here would change, but the policy in general remained constant.
So every subsequent immigration law that comes into being uses exclusion or has exclusion as the base.
On the second floor of the building, there are two courtyards that look out to the city. This was the space where detainees got some fresh air.
If you look along the bricks, you'll see black tar.
Some days it would get so hot the tar softened. People would dip a stick in the tar and make their mark. Many wrote their names or their home countries.
You also start to see Southeast Asian detainees, Latino detainees. You'll see Muslim names in the other courtyard. So this wasn't a place just for the Chinese, right? But it continues.
Gupta describes the immigration system as an eddy in the water. The people detained are stuck for months, sometimes years, until an official decision grants them entry into the country. But the majority, he says, were shipped out, and what's left are their names on the walls. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.